This episode of Making New Friends is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show. And I'd like to thank the Chicago Podcast Co-op for hooking us up with that sweet, sweet sponsor. The Chicago Podcast Co-op is a collective of truly amazing podcasts, all from the city of Chicago. Go to chicagopodcastcoop.com for more info. All right, friends, as you know, this month has been quite the hustle. So much stuff has been going on, and I am exhausted. So my friends, Zach and Skylar, stopped by, and we tried to do one of those, you know, fall asleep podcasts. One of those that you play right before you go to bed so you can get real sleepy. So we tried to do that. This is very experimental. We talked about whatever came to our minds. We dropped some fun facts on you and just got real sleepy and yawny. So, do me a favor. Lay down. Pull a blanket up over your head. And enjoy the show. All the friends we have, friends we had to meet. We're floating in a sea of strangers. I can arrange a meeting. It's evening, my doorbell rings. I think I'll see who it is. It's you, it's you, it's you. Skylar, Zach, yeah. Guys.
What's going on?
Hey.
Dude, I am exhausted.
Yeah, man. Me too, man.
I'm just beat, you know?
Yeah. I got like 2 hours of sleep over the last 2 days. Like
two hours in 2 days?
Well, 2 hours each day.
Oh,
so four hours over 2 days.
Hey, man. That's a lot.
You know what? I got 12 hours of sleep, but I was drunk.
Oh, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, it's like when you're drunk, like 1 hour of sleep is equivalent to 30 seconds of normal sleep. Yeah,
it's like dog years.
Yeah. Don't yawn, man. It's contagious.
Yeah,
you're going to make me yawn.
It's a thing. It's just like my big thing has been waking up at 3 a.m. every day, just right at 3. Doesn't matter when I go to bed. I'm just awake. And then I'm up, staring at the ceiling.
You do things?
You just stare?
I just stare at the ceiling. I guess I could start being productive.
Yeah, but if you're so tired, like I'm so tired that I don't even feel like being productive, you know?
Yeah.
Like I just want to like, I sit in bed and think about how I could be sleeping.
Yeah, you know, I get up at you know, you wake up at 6:30 and I really got to pee, but I can't be productive, you know?
So you got so drunk, you went to bed at 6:30 p.m. I got up at 6:30 a.m.?
Yeah, I got really drunk after work, you know, because after a long day of work, you just need a beer, you know, just to hang out.
Yeah. And one beer turns into 9, turns into 15. I get it.
I get it.
Yeah, and then, you know, fall asleep at 6:30 and then
get up at 6:30.
Yeah.
And then start peeing all over the place.
Well, that's the thing. I can't get out of bed. I can't be productive. So I just kind of go into bed, you know?
Yeah.
It reminds me like when I was a kid and my dad would wet the bed.
Oh, your dad wet the bed when you were a kid?
Yeah. You know, he'd get drunk and he would wet the bed.
Would he wet your bed?
Yeah. Well, he would get in with me. You know, he'd be reading me a bedtime story.
Okay.
And he'd fall asleep, you know?
Yeah. I once wet my mom's bed.
How?
Like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Was it when you were sleeping or you just went to the bed and
visiting your parents?
Well, no. I ate a lot of buffalo chicken wings and I had wet naps on me and I dropped them all over the bed.
Yeah, the wet naps will make you pee.
Yeah.
Those will make you pee for sure.
Well, if I count the things that I've gotten wet as wetting.
Oh, that's not what you meant?
No, I meant, you know, a little pee-pee.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, you know, pee-pee. Like I've wet the dog, you know,
I wet my car when I was washing it. I wetted it. Yeah. I was playing basketball and I made 3 threes in a row, so I wetted it through the net, you know. Slam dunked it. It was pretty wet.
Yeah, you know, like I wet my girlfriend, you know.
See, I always thought wet meant on accident. Like I accidentally.
Oh, so you mean just anything you get wet by accident?
Yeah, you wet it.
Dude's wedding.
Oh. Yeah.
So, no, like in basketball, if you're wet because you're nailing it.
I thought that was you're on fire.
Yeah, that's the opposite of wet, dude.
You can be on fire and wet
at the same time.
Yeah. It just depends on what school of basketball you go to. Like in the north. Oh, God, don't yawn, man. You're going to make me yawn.
I guess if you're draining threes, that's wet.
Yeah, you're wet.
Mm.
Yeah, you're sliding all over the court, right?
That's a phrase I've heard before.
Slip, sliding.
Slip, slide, dipsy do, dunkaroo, baby.
Yeah, dunk. You know, dunk is a dunk tank. You know, that's getting wet.
Yeah, you know where that came from? Dunkin' Donuts. They made the first dunk tank. It's actually a branded term, like Kleenex.
Oh, yeah. Did you throw donuts at a wall and then a guy would dunk into a vat of hot coffee?
Yeah, exactly what happened.
Mr. Duncan himself would do it and he would line up.
That's how he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in a vat of hot coffee.
He got scalded to death.
Yeah, it happens.
He got scolded to death. His mom came out and just kept yelling at him, scolding him.
Like, this was such a terrible idea, Mr. Duncan.
And then he just kept screaming.
He
screamed because he was out of shame, you know?
I'm so sorry to let you down, Mom.
His mom would let him get out of the hot coffee and he died.
Yeah.
Scolded and scolded to death.
Yeah. I mean, that's nothing compared to what happened to Mr. Donut.
The inventor of the donut?
Yeah, the inventor of the donut.
What happened to him?
Duncan's partner?
Yeah. Yeah. They went into business together in 1856.
Yeah. They took out the hyphen.
Yeah. Just put it one.
Yeah. I mean,
what happened to Mr. Donut?
Mr. Donut?
Yeah. Did he crumble?
He tried to eat his own butt.
That's.
Wow.
Where's the butt on a donut? It's like.
It doesn't have one.
Yeah, there's just one hole.
Well, that's because it's the front of the donut's eating the butt of the donut. And it made a circle. That's how they came up with it. See, he was making snakes. And originally it was Dunkin' Snakes.
Oh, he was making the Ouroboros there with the snake.
And then he had that great idea. He like found God or something.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really nice of Mr. Dunkin' to work with Mr. Donut.
They hated each other from what I've read.
Yeah, me too.
They were enemies.
Oh, wow.
It was a grudging partnership.
It was over a woman.
Do you think it was Mr. Duncan that killed Mr. Donut and framed him for his own murder?
I think it was Mr. Cream.
Yeah, he got cut out of the deal.
Yeah.
He was one of the founding members as well, but when they went corporate, they just left him behind. He's kind of like that guy from Facebook.
Yeah, so Crispy. Crispy is not a real person. That's a made-up, you know. Cream started his own company, but he called it Krispy Kreme because he wanted to
put on an adjective.
Crispy is a very proud Irish surname.
Yeah, dude. Oh, come on.
I didn't realize it.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Sorry, I'm from America. I don't know. I don't know the Irish that well.
Okay. I'm too sleepy to be offended.
Oh, man. Talking about donuts and coffee puts me asleep.
Oh, my God. I know.
You know, coffee makes me more tired than...
Really?
You know what? I've never had coffee and not been tired. You know? Like, every time I drink coffee, I'm tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when have you ever felt awake and drank coffee?
If I'm awake, I don't need coffee.
Exactly. You only drink coffee when you're tired. So I think you're right. I think coffee makes you tired. You know?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know when the last time I felt truly awake was. Like right now.
Spiritually?
Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally.
Hmm.
Sexually.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had a sexual awakening.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
I was in bed, and
was it wet?
I mean, I did wet it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It took me 2 minutes, but I wet it. You know.
Okay. Was that the awakening?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just have a sexual awakening.
Oh, like you
pretty much every.
Like you creamed your pants and you woke up.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a sexual awakening for sure.
Do you know that that's a branded term too? After Mr. Cream. No, creamed your pants.
Oh.
He, Mr. Cream.
Oh, like because you.
Made that happen.
Oh, that's right. Because you drop your donuts on your pants all the time. Yeah. And your cream filled.
Well, after the falling out, he sold the rights to Krispy Kreme and he started a pants factory in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, it's called Panty Creams.
Yeah, that's remember there was that fire?
Oh yeah, the Great Fire of Bangladesh.
Yeah, in
1899.
It's the only fire ever on record at Bangladesh.
Man, they were partying for the year 1900. Mm-hmm. They were getting the ready. It's a big year.
Why
turn of the century?
Why 19?
Why 19K?
Hey, yeah.
Or why 1.9K?
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
They were afraid.
I don't think we got our facts right on that.
They were afraid that all their steam engines would
get wet.
You know?
Yeah.
And when a steam engine's wet, you can't.
They're afraid their calculators won't be able to calculate 1900 on there. So they threw them all out, started a fire because the whole calculators went on the fritz. They had calculators then for sure.
No, they're actually. So like Y2K, nothing happened, but. Y19K, it just all went to shit.
Yeah, it really caused a lot of things. I mean, they were expecting flying cars and things, flying horses. But
mm-hmm. I mean, they were right there, you know. People don't realize it. Like, Bangladesh was on the cusp of greatness, you know. The future was in their hands. And then, you know, Y19K just kind of hit them all at once. And
yeah, it just
they had actually solved hunger and racial strife.
Yeah,
it was pretty much a perfect utopia in Bangladesh.
Yeah, that's what Bangladesh means.
Yeah. Gene Roddenberry based all of Star Trek off of Bangladesh pre-19K.
Yeah, then 19K happened, and now you look at Bangladesh and you're like,
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, I can't point it out on a map. It gets removed from the map every 2 years.
Well,
somebody has to remind them to put it back on.
I mean, Skylar, no offense, can you point to any country on a map?
I can point to any country.
I'm joking.
Don't choke. It's contagious.
Don't choke. You're going to make me tired.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I can point to any country on a map. I just don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What country am I pointing to?
The big one in the middle.
That's the funny thing is he's pointing to Wyoming.
Is that not a country?
Well, it's the United. It's a state within.
We only have a map of the U.S.
Yeah,
here.
He's just
really,
Wyoming.
Really, when you think about it, isn't a state like a mini country within our big country?
Oh, well, that's a bigger political debate, isn't it? Like state rights and all that. I mean, I'm pro state rights. I'm pro rights, though. I'm pro the right.
I think every state has the right to be a state.
Yeah, I think every state has the right. To rights and doing it the right way, you know?
Right on.
Right.
Radio.
Did you know that was that's a branded term?
Radio?
No, right. By Mr. Wright, the inventor of the pen.
And the airplane.
Oh, no, that was his cousins.
Oh,
the Wright brothers.
So they're not really.
This was Wright, Wright.
Yeah, Mr.
His
Wright.
Cousins were the Wright brothers, Wright.
Oh, yeah. That's weird that they spell it differently.
Yeah,
well, they're cousins,
it.
You know.
Yeah. My cousins, I have a cousin named Levy. Mine's Weinberg. We spell it completely different.
That's crazy.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
That's
nuts.
They didn't change it? They didn't change the spelling?
We tried to tell them to change it to match ours. But
you know, maybe that's an Ellis Island thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like when they came through Ellis Island, they made everyone change things.
Yeah, they heard their name and they were like, Weinberg over here, you Weinberg, Levy over there.
Yeah.
And just put
Levy,
them over
there. Levy. That's where it came from, I bet you.
Yeah. Levy us behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we weren't originally O'Rourke's before we got to Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. We changed it to, you know, not sound so ethnic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we were O'Rourke. I had a lot more O's.
O'Rourke.
Oh, no. See, you put a U in there.
O'Rourke.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, like five O's.
Yeah.
Is that because you had to shout across the village?
Yeah. Yeah. When it was dinner time, my great great grandma, she would go, O'Rourke, no dinner. That's Celtic.
No dinner?
No, oh,
that sounds like on. She said no dinner.
No, she said no dinner.
Well, you'd suffer through the potato famine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there wasn't much dinner there, so.
Yeah.
We had to eat rocks. That's why my stomach's so strong.
My ancestors. You do have. You have
boiled rocks.
You have a perpetual six pack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you waxed it? It looks like it's good. It's a little greasy right now.
Oh, yeah. I just finished waxing it. I just got a fresh coat.
Oh, perfect.
That's one of the reasons I'm so tired. You should put it takes a long time to wax this thing.
You should put a Zamboni on it.
What, do I look Scottish?
Oh, man.
Well, masked is... we weren't originally masked either, you know.
What were you?
We didn't have a name.
You were no name?
Yeah, I was a no name, you know, from my family just wandered land bridges for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, this cult's killing me. Yeah.
And
were you all Zacks?
Yeah, it was Zacks. This was in, like, if you were, you know, you were a son of Zack and son of Zack and son of Zack. So my name before Ellis Island would have been. Zack, son of 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 Zack. But we just call each other, you know, like 93rd power. So like I'm technically 93rd power. So it's Zack to the 93rd power.
So how did, let's say your mom had to call for dinner. How would she do it?
She'd say, Zack, son of 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 Zack. Because she couldn't go, like, Zack's son of Zack, Zack's sons of Zack, son of Zack, son of Zack. Because I had sisters.
Oh, yeah.
So it had to be daughter of Zack.
And the daughters, all have first and last names.
Oh.
Because, you know, they didn't pass it on, you know, because women traditionally don't have property rights,
right?
In virtually any culture, it's really. I mean, that's frankly, it's, you know, pretty backwards.
Yeah, culture. Especially because digitally they have all sorts of property rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, content creators.
Yeah,
I mean,
virtually no rights, but digitally,
the internet is a egalitarian wonderland.
No, I would say women. It's,
yeah, my girlfriend downloaded a thing on iTunes and she owns all of it.
So yeah,
she owns property now.
And you're not even gonna get that in like a dowry or anything if you married her.
Yeah, she wouldn't leave that to me.
Yeah.
What's a dowry?
A dowry? Oh, so back in the day, it's like when I married Lauren, her father gave me a Toyota Prius. That's a dowry,
an offer of goods.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, if you marry my daughter, you get a fuel efficient vehicle and her hand in marriage.
It's like an offer of, you know, goods for goodwill, you know.
Yeah. Like, so the father offers that to the groom.
Yeah, back when brides were property. So.
Oh man, I hope I get something good.
No, see, that's not really.
I was making a crass.
No, it's
joke.
Kind of a.
Lauren owned a Prius, and we got married, so now I have a Prius.
Oh,
I thought.
No,
I trusted you.
No, I was making a crass joke. Sorry.
Has her dad ever given you anything?
Besides a hard time.
Oh.
Just kidding. Larry.
I mean, well, he gave him the opportunity to take on a partner as wonderful as Lauren.
Yeah,
that's true.
He raised a phenomenal daughter who I love dearly.
Whom?
Oh, sorry, I'm sleepy.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I picked up on it, you know?
Yeah, you're so tired. I thought you were too sleepy to be a dick.
I know, yeah. No, but actually I become more of a dick when I'm tired.
Really?
Yeah. I just get cranky. That's me being cranky.
Oh. Now I'm scared to talk.
I get cranky sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know that's a branded term?
Cranky?
Cranky, yeah.
Mr. Cranky?
Well, Mr. Crank.
Oh, yeah.
He invented crystal meth.
Oh, yeah. That's why meth is so rare, is because... Well, so they have to make meth illegally. That's why it's illegal. It's not that it's illegal to smoke meth.
Yeah.
But it's only legal to smoke Cranky branded crystal meth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because anything else, it's just illegal to make it because it violates patent law.
Yeah. Corporate America.
It's the counterfeiting that gets you in trouble.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, money is branded, so I tried to make money one time. I got in trouble with America because they branded the U.S. dollars.
Yeah, they own it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just thought it would be fun to have some.
Yeah.
No, it would be fun to just be able to have money whenever you wanted it, you know?
Yeah, I thought it would be really cool, so I just made a couple $100 bills. I mean, it was like $1,500,000, but like...
You made $1,500,000 $100 bills?
Uh-huh.
How much did that equipment cost you?
The equipment?
Yeah.
More than the money.
More than $1,500,000 $100 bills?
Yeah, it was very expensive equipment.
See, you got to spend money to make money.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's not like we're in Bangladesh, you know, where money came easy.
Money grew on trees there.
Yeah, literally. God.
Literally, they had a money tree.
They did.
Yeah, the money tree of yore.
Yeah. That burned in the Great Fire, though.
Yeah, we couldn't save any of the seedlings.
Mm-mm. It was actually, that's what caught on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
It was so on fire, it was considered wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you go into a pool of water and it's so hot that it feels cold.
Yeah.
It's so on fire that it's wet. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Guys.
Yeah.
Can we go to bed?
Take a nap.
Can we take a nap? No, can we all take a nap and wet each other?
Yeah, let's go get wet.
Let's take a wet nap. spider. Okay, I gotta turn this gear off. Is there anything you guys want to talk about before I turn off the microphones and we sleep?
I had a dream.
A dream of dreams?
I had a dream of dreams. I had a dream that I was in this really great web series that was made by me and my friends, and we were in space, and we went and solved space missions. It was really cool.
Oh, cool.
Called Final Frontier 2049.
Man, I wish I could have that dream.
Me too.
Well, if you wanted to, you could be a part of the dream, because there's a Kickstarter at GoFundMe.com.
It's not a Kickstarter.
It's a Kickstarter at GoFundMe.com.
It's not a Kickstarter, Skylar. That's a GoFundMe.
No, it's a Kickstarter. It's branded.
Sounds like a Kickstarter where you put money into
it.
You
put money into it.
You make the project.
And you can make a project. So it's a Kickstarter.
I'm about this.
At GoFundMe.com/Final Frontier 2049. And there's tons of perks and stuff. And you can be a part of my dream.
That's good. Well, as you know, guys, I have night terrors. And I just had a night terror.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So as you know, I have that podcast called Politics Off.
Yeah.
And my... suddenly, I thought of nobody going to politicsoff.news or iTunes to check out Politics Off, me and Patrick Winninger.
That makes me shudder.
I dreamt them not listening to it, and then not, if they enjoying it, going to iTunes and giving it a rating.
Ugh, what a nightmare.
I know. And so then, but then also a giant spider came and ate my face.
Oh, God. Maybe we just shouldn't go to sleep, guys.
Yeah, let's try to stay.
Sounds like these dreams.
I was having a great dream.
What was your dream?
Patrick Winninger was in my dream, strangely enough. We were doing a podcast together called Pat Trek, where I convinced him to watch Star Trek with me every week, and I'm trying to talk him into liking it as much as I do.
Dreams are so weird, dude.
Yeah, they're so weird. That'd be awesome. I love Star Trek, so.
Yeah, that sounds really that
an
sounds
excuse
fun.
To watch it every week with my friend.
And just talk about it.
And you were there once. I think you were there twice.
I think I had that same dream.
Yeah, me too. Guys.
To be mine
is
now?
Patrick Winninger like Freddy Krueger where he goes...
Oh, my God. Because if I'm
isn't
being...
Isn't he in your web series?
He was in my web series.
He's dream. In your web series?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He played a NASA scientist in my web series dream.
You guys, this just proves Patrick Winninger is more talented than all three of us. Because he's in all three of our projects, dreams.
He gonna kill us?
He's gonna kill us on set of all of our dreams.
Listener, tell us your dreams by going over to iTunes and leaving a 5-star review. That's how we're gonna make more friends and have bigger and better dreams together. Follow me on Twitter at Pat Likes to Tweet, because Facebook is for noobs.
Oh yeah.
Dungeon Rats. It's an interactive dungeon crawl. This is one of the reasons I'm so tired today, is because we've been working on this new show where we hang out on Twitch and take suggestions from the chat room and incorporate that to a Dungeons and Dragons game. You heard some of our test flights and pilots on this very podcast. If you like that, make sure to check out One Shot Podcast on YouTube to see the archives, or twitch.tv/OneShotRPG to see the live streams every Monday at around 8 o'clock. I say around because we've had some technical problems. It makes us late. Okay, let's go to bed. I love you.
Good night.
Good night, listeners. Sleep ye tight.
Oh, Pat, are you okay?
What? No.
Hey, you have to press stop.
Oh, God.
Peaches. Hot sauce. 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 Your peaches.